brash. That's how you might describe Washington's two-term state school superintendent, Randy Dorn. He hasn't been afraid to speak his mind and criticize the governor and legislators over school funding. Now Dorn is stepping aside and two newcomers are vying for the nonpartisan job. Correspondent Austin Jenkins talked to both candidates on TVW's Inside Olympia program.
Randy Dorn may be going away, but the issue of school funding, it's not. Washington is under a Supreme Court order to amply fund public schools by 2018. Dorn has endorsed Democratic State Representative Chris Rakedahl to replace him. Rakedahl says he'd bring a different style to the job.
We got to get beyond sort of the shame part and onto the solution part.
Rakedahl says he'd partner with lawmakers to figure out how to fully fund schools while also holding school districts accountable for their spending. Ultimately, Rakedahl believes it will take additional tax dollars, perhaps even a new capital gains tax, to create a constitutional 21st century public education system.
I don't think you can get there by just finding more change under the cushions.
The other candidate in this race is Erin Jones. She's a former assistant state school superintendent who's never held elected office. Jones also says more money is needed, but she believes it's a tough sell with voters.
People think the new money is just to pay teachers more. So those teachers just want more money. And that, for the general public, that doesn't warrant higher taxes.
Jones says the next state school's chief must create an education roadmap.
We've got to have a much clearer vision for public education that is driven by the state office.
On the looming question of whether teachers should bargain with the state, Jones thinks it could lead to more equitable salaries, but she acknowledges fierce opposition from the Washington Education Association.
There's going to be a lot of tension around that with the union, so I see that being a huge fight.
Rakedahl supports local bargaining and notes Washington has a history of freezing pay for state workers.
The only thing that kept quality teachers engaged for the last decade or longer, in a time when the state was failing to do its job, was local collective bargaining.
Both candidates are also former teachers. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.